final day of our sesshin already. This is it. Someone who has come from very far away is leaving today. He returns to Norway. I wonder how old he is. I'm guessing he's a bit too young to be my son. Your practice starts right now. Even when you return to your country, continue your zazen, sit firmly. When he came, he asked me to write a circle for him. Round, round. The way is perfect, like unto vast space, nothing wanting, nothing superfluous. One, all is one. No one is excluded. Everything is embraced. Each and everything included. Each and everything is giving itself in perfect offering. Please. There's no trace of stinginess. I'm giving you this. You're getting this. What's more, this life is beyond conditions, not a trace of discrimination. The great way of karmic inevitability, all things dedicated in relationship. There'll never be a bill collector either. No grasping, no attaining. The fellow from Norway asked to receive the precepts. His name became Gate of Compassion. Gate of Great Compassion. And this gate is the gateless gate. Gateless compassion. Nothing gate, great gate, always perfectly open. The gate of compassion is wide open. The gate is always open, but only one who can pass through passes through. What a blessing. He asked me to write a circle for him. I took a big brush and brushed it boldly, and then I wrote, Compassion Gate. He was very pleased and happy that I had written his name. Your name, the great gate of compassion, is right here, now, already, always. It is your genuine self. The child still isn't aware of it. The child just wants their mother. They cling to the mother only. Yesterday was Children's Day. The children had the day off from school to spend it however they want, enjoying themselves. Some people spent the holiday doing zazen. What a reward, the prize of all prizes. The government declared Children's Day to be a day of gratitude to mothers. Not fathers, mothers. National Gratitude to Mother's Day. What will I talk about today? There's only one thing. Please awaken to your true self. It's the only thing to do. It's the only thing I can say. It is all that I wished for yesterday. It is all that I wish for today, tomorrow. Please awaken to your true self. If you believe that you have seen into your true nature slightly, newly deepen that relation, that realization more clearly. Let go of your beliefs. Let go of the artificial. The genuine of the genuine of the genuine is all we're interested in. The more genuine, the more impossible to grasp it. to hold on. To know the self is to forget the self. If your awareness is genuine, this happens just naturally. If you're grasping, it is not genuine. You get worked up. I experienced that before. I believe that was realization. I'm sure it was realization. You had an idea of attainment, and you want it to be like that again. You want to have this experience again. You wish if you could experience this or that experience again. You're grasping at an experience, nothing more. That's no good. It's just not valid. No matter what arises, neither grasp nor reject. Simply let it be. Simply do this one doing. Anything which can be held onto is constructed, not genuine. The genuine leaves no trace. The genuine is this instant. Within this instant, how many millions, billions of births, deaths? There is no solidity, nothing is fixed. If there were solidity, there would be no dedicated offering. If there were solidity, there would be begrudging, there would be reluctance to give up, to part with. If there's solidity, there's dissatisfaction and anxiety. All things are born of causes and conditions. All conditioned things are without self-nature. Without self-nature, no coming, no going. No going, no coming, no attaining, no grasping. Thus, great emptiness. This we call prajnaparamita. How grateful we can be, everything. All of heaven and earth is this one doing, this one universal doing, chitante. This one doing is the practice of total dedication, holding nothing back, devoting everything. And so it says in the Hotsugammon, virtue which fills the boundless universe, this is Buddha. Buddha virtue is universal. It pervades the universe. May they share their compassion which fills the boundless universe with the virtue of their enlightenment. Life is just giving, exhausting itself in offering. Everything is just devoting itself fully, wholly to everything. Nothing is held back. Buddha heart, Buddha nature. We can change our wording and call it compassion. So Dogen calls it shared compassion. Please receive. We are mutually blessed, mutually blessing perfectly. Buddhas and teachers of old were as we in the future shall be Buddhas and teachers. He speaks with big words, doesn't he? The words express our reality, mind, just as it is. So what we must do is, first off, receive our blessings. Receive and receive and receive wholly, with complete attention. It comes to us just exactly as it is to be, just right. empty, empty, carrying nothing, holding nothing, empty, empty. Emptiness is powerful. We can't help but practice this way, be this way. How could you help but do so? This one step, you embody emptiness in this one doing. This one doing is enlightened mind. This is Bodhisattva work, the real work of the Bodhisattva. There was, from the beginningless beginning, no I, me, mine. If you awaken, you will say, from the first, I am blessed with everything. By just realizing this profoundly, you will be without objection, without complaints. If you truly, truly receive, you will no longer restlessly seek, you'll no longer want this and that. It's mysterious. Sit strongly, stay with your practice, break through the bottom of the bucket, and you will find that bottomless reality to be your original self. You will realize that the self was worshipping the self all along. We are, from the outset, perfectly receiving, perfectly interconnected. Everything is the fruit of Bodhisattva life. From lifetime to lifetime, for all lifetimes to come, there is only the Bodhisattva vow. Look at Ojizo-san. Although Buddhahood merit is well accumulated, Ojizo-san vows not to cross over until all beings have attained salvation. The great, great Bodhisattva vow. Thank you. Thank you. I am talking to you now about you yourself. There is no one outside this life. Everyone is inherently a great Bodhisattva. Open your eyes and you will realize there is no one to criticize, nothing to find fault with, nothing. But the situation in the world is severe. How many millions of children are starving? How many little children must go without food for days at a time? How many children must hunt for insects to make a meal? Even seeing such pitiful situations, can you honestly say, all the world is great compassion? Blessings are literally everywhere. You must throw yourself full force into this one instant, this one doing, in order to realize that compassion is everywhere. In order to understand, to experience the infinite compassion which is the universe. In order to know for yourself without question that everything is all right. The world is marvelously straightforward. Now, just now. Everyone is together, one, on the one-way road of Satori. This instant, this step, is the process of Buddhahood. The Buddha way is nowhere else. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. All beings attain awakening. everyone is reborn with the eye of truth. How can this be so, you ask? Open your eyes, I say. Hurl yourself into truth. Receive all. The only way to receive all is to completely become this one doing. You are always receiving perfectly, always. The past, the future, all is only, always, now. Everything is now. Now is all-encompassing. Now is all. Trying to hold, grasp, getting caught up in your own thoughts and ideas, that's extra. That is looking away from now. Just drop body, be one with your practice. Just this, now, here, everything is absolute blessing, absolute grace. This is simply the way it is. With this step, what do I trample upon? Allow me to walk. Forgive me. Ryokan couldn't help but say these words of atonement. Walking in straw sandals or walking with bare feet, each step was a step of empathy, a step of consideration, a step of care. With this step, what do I trample on? I'm sorry, little ants, little baby ants playing together. I'm sorry. The ground must have been wet with his tears, life moistened in tears. The person practicing Zazen should have this mind. Pay attention that your movements do not disturb other practitioners. You are blessed with everything. Everything is a blessing. This is the basis of your practice. The basis of your practice. Your starting point. Everything is a blessing. Your life vow is to somehow respond to your blessings. To give in return, to be able to be of help to others in whatever small way you can. This is Bodhisattva mind. If you wish to live Bodhisattva mind, you must drop self-cherishing. Throw down selfishness. If we are careless, we so readily act self-centered. Look how noisy you are when you're not being attentive. Even in the middle of the night, you bang and rattle around, paying no mind to the disturbance that you create. Suppose your back is hurting and you get lost in that. My back is hurting. Do you forget everybody else as you baby yourself? Take care that you do not create hindrances for other people's practice. We aren't here to increase our sins. With this step, what do I trample on? Please allow me to walk. Forgive me. Pampering ourselves, we tend to go crashing and stamping through life without being aware of who we hurt. Many people live their own lifetime this way. In order to break out of it, we must be able to openly, obediently reflect upon our actions and attitudes. Just a question here. Are you obediently following your teacher's instructions? Reflect upon the negative karma which is an obstacle to your practice. Don't let yourself get by with it. Don't pamper your ego self. Slap your own face, slap yourself out of it. I remember when I was practicing, I would become so disgusted with my own selfishness that I literally knocked my own jaw out of place. I would immediately get in a rush to hurry up and get it back in place. If your practice is counting the breath, be one with this breath. Just this breath. One. Just one. Count to 10, just this one, and immediately begin at one again. Become this breath. Count the out breath. Count the in breath. Be the breath. That is the meaning of this one doing. There is no I am counting the breath. I is extra. I is duality, not one. This one doing. Have you been practicing this way? Becoming the breath. Following the breath, just one with this breath. Practice just as you were told, because it is this simple. Don't add anything to it. How many times have I told you there is nothing more to do than just this one doing? 100 times, 1,000 times. Do not filter the teaching you receive through your own ideas. If you continue to grasp at the surface, practice will blow away whenever the wind blows. I want you to really feel the wind. Become the wind. So I caution you repeatedly. I, me, mine. I, me, my. You are at the mercy of whatever wind might blow. This you take to be human. It's not human. It's not even properly animal. Dairo Daishi sometimes said, the dog is more honest. Be one with life. Be one with life. If you have completely realized that you are blessed with everything, raise your hand. Suppose everyone here could raise 2 hands high. Good. But at that time, don't keep your hands up. Now you work to repay your blessings, the Bodhisattva work. It's not enough just to mouth your thanks. You give your life, answering your blessings, giving, giving. This session is coming to an end. Stay with this one doing. If you're doing mu, stay deep in your tanden. Do not be careless. Do not be careless for even one instant. Be vigilant. Sacrifice. Give yourself in total devotion to this one doing. Bear the unbearable. Be loyal, utterly loyal to your practice. This one doing is the realization of original mind. Practice what cannot be practiced. Do not let your clever notions entangle you. No matter what comes up, it's fine. That's just fine. Neither grasp it, nor reject it. Bear the unbearable. Practice what cannot be practiced. Just, carry through. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.